White. Battle Creek, Michigan, July 26, 1875. Dear son Willie, I sent you report of our conference meetings from which I hear nothing. I wanted these testimonies put in, for I know that they will do good and be exceedingly interesting. But I have more on hand of the same. If you do not want them, I will let Uriah publish them. He wants them. Let me know at once if you feel any reluctance and had rather they would appear in the review first, all right? Just express yourself freely. I hope we shall not get in a hurry to get back, but I do want to get home again. We stood all the taxation of labor in the camp meeting and came out strong and of good courage, but the drought here at Battle Creek is telling upon us. My head is tired all the time, and my heart is oppressed. We had an examination of Lily Belden's neck. She has a very badly swollen neck. We feel anxious about her. John examined with stethoscope. It sounded like water rushing. This enlargement is fearful, and the cure so difficult and protracted, if cured at all. Old Mrs. Jenkins, near Walters, died a few days since with dropsy of the heart. Warden's brother's wife died a few days since. The Institute is quite full of patients now, of a good class. We try to talk with them and get acquainted with them as far as possible with our other cares. John Kellogg looks like a little old man. He must have a change and not do so much, or his life will be sacrificed. Willie Fairfield and Elliot seem to be doing well, digging right into it. It is hard to do much at the Institute unless there can be a different stamp of minds in the physicians. Getty Davis is very low. Brother Lockwood and a few others prayed for her, but she is still running down. Poor dear child. Her mind is very feeble. We took dinner there today and prayed with her. That family seemed to have but a frail hold upon life. Brother and Sister Gaskell have moved out of the corner house, and Sister Dustin takes charge of the house. Sister Gaskell's little girl is a perfect piece of destruction, destroying and tearing and losing and running away. Her mother has no control over her. Willie, did you sell any spring beds? I had four, two rather narrow ones and two wide ones, and one with slats. We find none here now. One we sold to Institute, one to Rosetta, and the slat springs to Institute. Now, did you sell the other two? What did you sell of bedsteads and bedsprings? The enemy is making a special drive at this time, and may God help us to move in his fear and not become discouraged. What do you think of our coming back to camp meeting? We shall have to leave several camp meetings here for others to attend. We shall have to leave the Seventh-day Baptist Conference, but we want to do what is best. I do not want anyone to write me again as Lucinda did last. I suppose you have heard all the news from others. Annie has just written you. Annie wrote purely a business note, not one line of news except we are all well. If you want to keep us pleasant, just don't put in such words as this. Write one of you each day and tell all you know, even if some items have been repeated. How do the Sabbath schools prosper? What is Edson doing, and how are you all? Write all you can afford to. How do you now like the arrangement of bathroom above? What use has been made of the room 6x10 or 12 designed for bathroom? Do the rooms seem small? Is the kitchen handy? Please answer these questions. We hope the Lord will bless you all abundantly. In haste and much love, Mother. Send all my letters in reference to Little John, testimony for George Lay, statement from Sister Saxby for Dr. Lay. Testimony for Dr. Lay, send immediately. Mother.